Now, why is the sermon called fasting an accessory discipline? Well, let me liken it unto powerlifting, okay? Weightlifting, powerlifting, okay? When you think of powerlifting, you think of three essential workouts that are really necessary. Now, ladies, you can tune out this, you could probably care less, but, you know, it'll make sense in just a bit, okay? When you powerlift, there's three essential workouts that you need, which is the deadlift, amen? You need the bench press, and you need the squats. You cannot skip leg day. Never skip leg day, amen? Those are the three essential workouts that you need in order to be strong, okay? If you want to be a well-rounded, strong person, those are the three main workouts that you need. Those are the ones that, in a sense, you're commanded to do if you really want to get strong, right? You guys understand what I'm saying? Don't look at me like that. It's the truth. Go look it up. Now, there's other workouts that you can do to assist you in your deadlift, in your squat, or in your bench press. And those would be considered what? Accessories. Now, here's the thing. You can be strong without those things. You can be a very strong individual without ever touching those accessories. Those accessories just assist you in your lift. You understand? Now, how does that apply to fasting? Okay, well, let me explain how it applies to fasting. Prayer is essential. Bible reading, essential. Okay, church attendance, essential. And you can wrap around that soul winning in that church attendance as well. Okay, these are the essentials to the Christian life. You understand? And in fact, you know, deadlifting, squats, and bench presses, they're what's known as compound workouts. So in other words, when you do them, it just works everything out. It works out your back, your arms, your chest, your belly, everything, okay? It's a compound workout. Well, you know what? The Bible's a compound spiritual workout too. Because when you're reading it, you're cleansing that which is inside, but you're also learning to save others with it as well. So you not only benefit yourself, you benefit others as well. And in fact, the Bible tells us to give thyself wholly unto it. By doing so, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. It's an overall spiritual workout to read the Word of God, to learn the Bible. You not only save yourself from false doctrine, you equip yourself to save others as well, right? How about prayer? Prayer is a compound workout, spiritual workout. Why? Because you pray for your personal needs, right? But you also make supplication for the needs of others, okay? Church attendance is a compound workout, spiritual workout. Why? Because you come to hear the preaching of God's word, okay? So you're not a child tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but it's also a place where you're sent out to go preach the gospel to pull them out of the fire. So you see how these are well-rounded spiritual disciplines in our life. Well, there's other things in the Christian life that can be considered accessories, things that will help you in your Christian life. They're not commanded for you to do, but they're just accessories that will assist you in these areas. You know, it's commanded for us to give the tithe. And that will help us to have our hearts in the right place, right? But you know what? If you give an offering, that'll just increase your desire to give to the things of God. That'll place your treasure in heaven. In fact, it'll give you a reward when you get to heaven, when you actually give an offering. And in like manner, you know, fasting, although not a command, is like an accessory discipline that can assist you in your prayer life. Now, here's the thing. You know, like bench pressing and deadlifts and squats, you could be a really strong person without those accessories. And in like manner, you could be a great Christian without ever fasting once in your life. You can be an awesome, great, godly Christian to do great works for God, just a powerful, strong Christian with God's favor in your life, and never fast once in your entire life.